This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Pope Francis said a good shepherd follows Jesus rather than power, money or cliques, and even if deserted by everybody, may be sad but is never embittered. He was speaking at his morning mass on Tuesday, celebrated in the chapel of the Santa Marta residence. Taking his inspiration from the second letter to Timothy, the Pope's homily was a reflection on the difficulties faced by the apostles, like Paul, in the final stage of their lives, when they are left without means, deserted by all, and having to ask for things like beggars.
La vita del grande Paolo.
He described how Paul, the great apostle who suffered so much for preaching the gospel, ended up towards the end of his life alone and abandoned by all in a small room in Rome, with a church racked by internal divisions. But as the Pope pointed out, Paul, although sad, did not harbour resentment or bitterness at his lot. There were similar privations for Peter and St. John the Baptist in the final days of their lives, with the latter having his head cut off because of the caprice of a dancer and the revenge of an adulterous woman. In more recent times, the Pope said, there was Maximilian Kolbe, who created a worldwide apostolic movement and yet died in the prison cell of a death camp. But he stressed that the Lord stays close and does not abandon them, and they find their strength in him. Pope Francis went on to remind his listeners that the blood of martyrs are the seeds of new Christians, just like the grain of wheat that dies and gives rise to new seeds. When a faithful shepherd faces such an end, he may feel sad, but he is not embittered because he knows that Jesus is by his side. By contrast, said the Pope, when a pastor who during his life was attached to power, money and being part of a clique nears his end, then maybe his heirs will be there waiting for him to die so they can see what possessions they can take away with them. Pope Francis concluded his homily by praising the faithful and positive attitude of many elderly priests now living in retirement homes, who, despite their sufferings, he said, remain certain of the Lord's closeness to them. I'm Susie Hodges.